Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to the Mets with Eddie. This is the Eddie Coleman Report brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Every battery for every need. Eddie, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
All right, couple things. One, Cespedes. There was a Cespedes sighting. Is he doing any better?
Yeah. He's. I didn't see him in the field. Most of us missed him in the field yesterday. He was out there. For a little while, and I'm just looking around now because they just took the field. I don't see him out there, but he was in the locker room yesterday and out in the field. He, doing a few things. He's making progress. He has not run yet, but he's hit off a tee. He's hit a little bit in the cage. He's biked an awful lot. He's biked up to like 40 miles a week because I guess they want to keep him off the heels for now until. That gets a little more set, but so the running part hasn't started yet. But I'm guessing he's probably a little ahead. But I don't know if they've moved up the timetable at all. They're probably, still talking about the trading deadline. Just like 2015 when he arrived. So it could be before then. But it sounds like he's making progress.
Well, and listen, it's a positive that he's at least around. Now, Lowry is getting close, is my understanding, right?
Yeah, I think he had day two yesterday of his rehab. It's a 20-day rehab. I don't know if he's going to use the whole thing. My guess is no. I remember him telling us in spring training a long time ago when he told us he probably wasn't going to make opening day, and we all kind of snickered. He said he needs about 40 at-bats at least, and I would assume that's probably what he needs now. So what's that, 10 games thereabouts? So maybe half the rehab. I would say mid-May is probably what you're looking at, or May 10th or somewhere around there. He's getting closer. We will see Jed Lowry this year, yeah, at some point.
All right, and who goes when Lowry comes?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be difficult. You look at guys who have options. J.D. Davis has options. He can be optioned out. They like him an awful lot. Even if he's not playing, they like his bat off the bench. He's had some big hits for them already. I think 5 of his 8 RBIs have put the team ahead. And he's a very good bat off the bench. You might look at, this is something, it's a duplication, really, to me. But you have Lagares and Broxton out in the center field.
Yeah, they don't need both of them now, especially if McNeil's going to play in the outfield.
Well, exactly. And, and if Cespedes is indeed coming back and going to be healthy and going to be in that lineup, that's another outfielder as well that you counted on down the line. And, it does create some logjam problems for sure. So I think it's something that they have to look at. Broxton does not have options, so you could put him on waivers, and he could clear and go, but somebody would probably pick him up. So
he's the most logical guy, I would think.
He hasn't played much. It's kind of a Darno situation, honestly. I don't think he's been given a full chance, and he's struggled a little bit, obviously at the plate. Lagares is a terrific center fielder. So is he, but Lagares probably has an edge there. So it points to him. Let's put it that way. It's something to think about anyway.
What's going on? Is Mesoraco still in the picture with this team?
He's home. Yeah.
Are they going to try and bring him back here? Is that what they're going to try and do?
I think it's up to him at this point. I mean, they would like him to go to Syracuse and start getting in shape and doing that. They would like him back on the team, but he's under contract to the team, and that's where he has to go, baby. He's not going to come right here. So, if he wants to go to Syracuse, but he is adamant that, he's going to stay home or maybe latch on with somebody else if somebody else comes calling, he can work out something with the Mets. But he's under contract to them, so right now he's at home. That's That's all I know on that situation. It hasn't changed.
All right, Eddie. What? Which pitcher are the Mets more concerned about right now, DeGrom or Syndergaard?
I think Syndergaard. He just has not had the bite on some of his off-speed pitches that you would expect. I mean, he's always had the fastball. Like, he gets kind of straight sometimes, and he does get tattooed. But I think the breaking pitches, he's had the real nasty slider a little bit here and there, but consistent, no. Not anywhere close to it. I think with DeGrom, I think he was tipping pitches the other day. You have a lot of teams that can sit around and watch video and, the analytics department.
Well, this all started with the Twins. We left town and I guess told the Mets that he was tipping pitches when they left.
Yeah, I have to believe that just watching the other day, because they were fouling off pitches. When you get an inordinate amount of foul balls, it tells me that, the other team knows what's coming. And I think that was the case there. I think it's something they feel that they've rectified. And I guess we'll start to find out tomorrow, because he's going to pitch tomorrow followed by Syndergaard. But I would be less worried about him right now than I would about Noah, simply because Noah at times, I think, has seemed lost out there. He just hasn't had a real feel for his off-speed pitches, and his arsenal has been a bit depleted. But I think he can bounce back. I think it's solvable, but I think they're probably more worried about him than they are about his arm.
How many days will Cano sit out?
He's out today. I think he's going to be back tomorrow. I mean,
okay.
What's that, 2 days off?
Yes.
That's enough for him.
That's a lot. I mean, he doesn't want any days off. You know that. So, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, he did get hit twice in a row, though.
Yeah, I know. He got hit pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I
thought he was hurt. When I saw him get hit Sunday, right. I just walked in when he got hit. Mrs. O was watching the game. I just came in from playing golf, and I thought he was really badly hurt.
Yeah, no, I think we all did. I at least the way he reacted to it, I think that, I honestly, if he plays tomorrow, and I think he will, I think it'll still be sore tomorrow, but he'll play. He gets 2 days off in a row. That's months' worth. So I think that'll be enough for him. I'd be surprised if he's not in there tomorrow.
So you're 14-14. I got Callaway coming up a little while. They're 14-14.
Yep.
And I get the feeling for the first time this year, I'm a little worried about them, where I just think they better be very careful right now, because they've played better than 14-14, and they're 14-14. And the reason why is they just don't pitch enough. And that's they can act like, it's pitching and we'll get around. It's us, we'll pitch. Well, you know what? They got to start pitching.
They do. I honestly think the aces will come around. I can't conceive of a season where these two are going to stumble along like they have thus far. So I think that turns around. If Matz is for real, and it appears that he has turned a big corner, that's a plus. And Wheeler has he's not been the Wheeler of the second half, that's for sure. Zach is he's had one real good outing, the last one. It was a little bit disconcerting. You can say he had a bad inning last night, and he did. The other five were not bad, but he had a terrible inning with the back-to-back walks to lead it off, and that's something that has plagued this staff as a whole, is the number of walks they've given up and how it's burned them. In talking to a lot of scouts, most of them, the consensus is anyway, whoever figures out their bullpen the quickest and the soonest is going to be way ahead in the National League East, or is going to surge ahead in the National League East. I would tend to think that's probably good. Interesting tonight, Diaz is not available because he has pitched three games in a row. So we asked Mickey who is going to close tonight, and he said Familia. And if we need him for two innings, we'll put him out there for two innings. I'm not sure that's exactly what Mets fans want to hear, but it seems to me they're going to try to work Familia out of this. It's been a little curious to me. I mean, Jeurys, a lot of base runners with Jeurys. Now, I think he's pitched a little bit of hard luck. But honestly, he got the ground ball he needed last night. But honestly, to me, if Frazier was not there at third, I'm not so sure that ball is not going down in the left field corner as well. He's had a lot of base runners on. I think he's struggled an awful lot. But it seems like they want to fit him into that eighth inning by hook or by crook. You know, it's almost like square peg, round hole. But they're darn sure going to try it. And he may get a couple tonight if it comes down to that. And with Vargas pitching, it may very well.
Well, this is Beauty and the Beast tonight because this Castillo leads the major leagues in ERA, and Vargas has been terrible. So, I don't know how good Castillo really is, but so far this year, he's been great.
He's a good pitcher. You know, they've been waiting for him to come around. He started to come around toward the end of last year, and he's picked it up. You know, he's picked up where he left off.
Major fastball, right?
Yeah, he's just a good pitcher. I mean, he's a good pitcher. He's got the whole arsenal, and he's a guy that you're worried about if he's on. Vargas has been better of late, but you know, again, you're not going to get deep into a game with him. So they just keep putting him out there inning by inning and hope that it goes well, basically, and keep the bullpen ready. And I think that's the way you have to attack it tonight. With the other two going, the next 2 days, you hope that they snap back into it. You don't have to worry about the bullpen as much.
All right, Eddie, thanks. We'll talk to you again. Thanks very much.
You got it. Okay, Mike.
All right, Eddie C., back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.